Life Audio.
Hey, sis, and welcome to Inside Out with Courtney. It's a podcast that helps thousands of women all around the globe, just like you, grow in Christ, character, calling, career, and community. Join me, along with occasional guests, as we talk about biblical truths, overcoming issues of life as Christian women, while also being encouraged and equipped for every good work as we await the return of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Courtney Richard, and after a quick commercial break, we'll get ready to start growing from the inside out.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, again, welcome to the show. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about six easy ways to spend time with God when you're on the go. Now, I don't know about you, but these days, life is just busy, and a lot of us are busy, right? A lot of us are just doing all of the things. We're taking care of our families, and we're going out to coffee chats, and we're doing a lot of online, you know, meetings. And sometimes maybe if you're in the office, you're doing meetings as well, or you're on the go with your kids. If you have smaller kids, are you going to games? We're at the end of the year. Maybe you have someone that's graduating from high school or college. Wherever you are, let me tell you, I get it if life is busy, okay? It happens. And so for me, I'm in a busy season and I'm doing a lot of things. I'm working on a major event, which is Revival. Yes, I've been talking about it. And so Revival has finally launched at the time of this recording. You're hearing that right now. It is scheduled for the fall of 2023. But whenever you're listening to this, it is actually this new ministry that I've launched. It's called Inside Out Worldwide. And so if you go to insideoutww.org, you can learn a little bit more about the event itself. But I'll be hosting events all throughout the year in different locations, God willing, God spare. And there'll also be resources, and there's a membership vault that's coming. It's just so many great things. And this is for men and for women. And so it's just a great way for us to continue to spread the gospel, to be able to be equipped to do the things that we're called to do. And so there'll be different speakers, as well as speakers on the website as well, that'll be coming within the membership. But I just wanted to share that right now. But that's why I'm so busy. I got so much going on. This is a major event. God is really, really calling for revival. He is moving. He is on the move all over our globe. And so it's so exciting to see. And this has been in the works. It totally has been in the works for me. And I've been busy with this project for months, even before the Asbury revival broke out this year. So it just shows that it's time, and we're seeing it happen all over the place. And so it's just, it's a leap of faith, and I'm taking it. And so I definitely would love your prayers as I go forth with this event. But that's why I'm in a busy season. And so I get my time in the Word of God, but sometimes it is on the go. It is when I am getting ready to do all of the things. And trust me, I love spending a lot of time with the Lord, as you may as well. And that's why you're listening to this episode, because you really want to spend more time with God. But it's just that you're busy in this season, and I get it. Trust me, I do. And so that's why I'm talking about these six easy ways to spend time with God when you're on the go. And so you know what I like to do? I always like to break down words. And since we're talking about the word easy, then I want to break down what that actually means. And it means achieved without great effort, without difficulty. Oh yeah, we're going to talk about it today. Okay, so let's go ahead and dive into these tips. So number one is to pray early. If you notice and you read the Bible, Jesus got away to be with the Father early. And I always say that was written for us. That was written for an example, for the Lord to show us, listen, sometimes you're going to have to get up early and go and be away with the Lord. So as we read that, we examine our own lives and we see, okay, I got to get up early. And whether that's 5 o'clock in the morning for you, whether that's 8 o'clock in the morning, okay, whether that's 10, whenever you get up, maybe you're used to getting up around 11:30 or 12 o'clock. Maybe you work late and you get up later on a normal day. But here's the thing, pray earlier than you normally would pray if you have to be on the go for that day. If that day is going to be busy for you, then that's what I'm talking about. You want to make sure that you get up early and get ahead of your day. And so that's something that I'm going to suggest to you. Get up early, pray early, and then jump into the work that God has called you to do, or get on the road, or do the things that you know you've got to get done for that day. Okay, so let's move on to way number two, which is to listen to a message or a book of the Bible, however you want to go about doing this, while you're brushing your teeth, okay? Or while you're just getting ready for the day. Maybe you're doing your hair, maybe you're doing your makeup. You know, that's something that I like to do. I like to couple it together. So I like to go ahead and listen to something. And here's the thing. I want to give you a little quick tip, a modern day tip today, okay? Put in your earpiece or your earbuds, or if you have headphones or anything like that, and listen to a book of the Bible right from there. And this way, let me tell you something. If your husband is asleep or your kids are asleep, this is a great way to not wake anybody else up in the house, because it's playing in your ear as you are getting ready. But I want to tell you that even if no one is home, this is still a good way to go about doing this. So I know that's what I do. Nobody's home at the time when I'm getting ready or when I'm brushing my teeth. My husband gets up really, really early and my kids are in school at this time. And even if it was summertime, then my kids would be asleep. Okay. And I only have one home right now because I have two young adults at this time. So I have a 16-year-old. So he's definitely not getting up early unless he has to go to work. And so with that being said, I will listen to a message or I'll listen to the Bible, you know, because I'm on the go. So however you can go about doing that, like when you can get that word in while you're doing something and you're trying to get ready before your day kicks off, this is going to be a great way to go ahead and do that. Okay, so let me move on to way number three, which is to try habit stacking. Now, this is not something that's new for a lot of people, and this is definitely not my idea, but it is something that is really good. And my husband told me about this. He was like, babe, I think you need to habit stack. And I was like, well, tell me a little bit more about it. I've heard about it and all the things, but I just have not really taken the time to incorporate it. But because this is a very busy season for me and I'm like, you know, moving and shaking and I'm on the go and I'm doing all this stuff, then I was like, you know what? I think this is going to be a good time for me to incorporate this into my routine. And so he was telling me, you always drink coffee. Why don't you just add something to that? Like habit stack it. That's a habit for you to drink coffee in the morning. So I will hit the coffee pot, let it go ahead and do its thing. If I have a Keurig, it's going to do its thing. And then while I'm standing there, I have my devotional, which is a 365-day devotional. I've added that onto my counter right next to my coffee pot. And so I will start reading my devotion. And then in my devotion, it actually has a Bible reading as well. And so I've put my Bible on the counter as well. And so I will open up and read that Bible passage as well. And so I'm getting my devotion in. I'm getting my coffee. I'm also getting my Bible reading. And then I'll just stand there as well and pray. So I'm doing four things. So I've habit stacked. So what could you do? I'm thinking about this right now. And I want to ask you this question is, what could you do to incorporate into your, you know, your regular routine? What habit or something that you do all the time, like every day, how can you incorporate your devotional or your prayer time or your Bible reading or your journal time to that spending time? That's what this is. We're talking about spending time with God when you're on the go. And I tell you, this will take me about 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, if that. And then I'm ready to start my day. And it feels really, really good because personally, I love spending time with God. I could literally spend hours with God. And on Saturday, I like to call that my Sabbath Saturday. And really what that means for me is that's just taking time out to really just spend time with the Lord in prayer, in worship. You know, I can spend time in the Word as long as I want. You know, if I have something that I need to do, because Jesus was like, don't be religious, right? If somebody needs healing, you need to heal them on the Sabbath. But my point in saying this is it's a day of rest. That's what I'm looking at this. It's a day of rest where I can just kick my feet up. I can just read the Word of God without any meetings. I don't schedule any meetings unless there's a conference, which typically I don't have a conference all the time. Every Saturday, I don't. And so it's just a great time for me to relax and know that I don't have any meetings. I don't have to respond to any emails. I don't have to be on anybody else's show. You know what I mean? None of that is going on. I don't have to be on anybody's stage on that particular day, because like I said, it's not every Saturday when I'm speaking. And so I get to just relax and I love it, but I'm relaxing with God. No hurried prayer, no hurried devotion, no quick, nothing. I am just being with the Lord. I can put on worship music. I can write as long as I want in my journal. So if you don't have a day like that, a day when you can, even if you have 2 days typically when you're off from work, take some time to spend time with the Lord and just relax. So I want to share that with you. Okay, so before I go ahead and take a break, what I want you to do is go to IG, which is Instagram, and go check out a video that I did about habit stacking. I actually show you what that looks like in real life for me. And so that way you'll get a little quick bird's eye view of what that actually looks like. So if you go to Inside Out with Courtney, then you'll be able to go ahead and watch that video on Instagram. All right, well, let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when I get back, then I'm going to share the next 3 ways of how to spend time with God when you're on the go. Stay tuned for more. Welcome back. We're going to go ahead and dive into these next 3 tips. Are you ready? All right, let's go ahead and do it. The next thing I want to share with you is way number 4, which is grow on the road. That's right, grow on the road. Now, what I mean by this is when you are about to get in the car and either go to work or go drop off your kids or do something where you just are in the car or you're headed to church. But I want you to prepare. This is the thing. I want you to prepare ahead of time for what you're going to listen to. Because let me tell you, if you have a 15-minute ride and you get in the car and you're fumbling around and you're trying to figure out what you're going to listen to, then you're going to start getting frazzled and frustrated because remember, you're on the go and you're trying to get in your devotional time in this quick and easy way. And so prepare the night before or at least think about it when you're getting ready and kind of search it up while you're doing your hair and makeup or brushing your teeth. Like think about it during that time. So that way, when you are on the go, all you have to do is click play and there you have it. And you can listen to Bible app if you want, the YouVersion Bible app. There's devotionals on there. Maybe you already have one that you're listening to already. Or you can go to YouTube or listen to one of your favorite podcasts. You can actually listen to the Bible like on CD if you have CDs in your car. Like I still have CDs, okay? I'm old school. But you can also listen to the Bible on the Bible app as well. And so these are just various ways of how you can actually listen and grow on the go. All right, so now let's move on to tip number 5, which is to read from your bookshelf. And I think this is one of my favorites because outside of habit stacking, now I think habit stacking is really, really good and it's very, very effective and I love it, love it, love it. But the bookshelf one I love because I will literally just go to my bookshelf because one, I have tons of bookshelves in my house, but I love reading. I love it. But sometimes I just have so much to do and I'm really, really busy and I can't read the books on my shelf that much. And so sometimes I will just go and stand at the bookshelf, look at the different titles, and then I'll pull one of them out and I'll just start reading. I'll stand there. And the key to this is do not move away from that bookshelf. Okay. That's what I want to tell you. That's the key. Do not move, because when you move, you're going to go sit down at your desk or you're going to go do that next thing that you need to take care of. And then all of a sudden you've missed that moment to dive in and to grow right there from that book on your shelf. And so think about a Christian book, go look at the titles and see how can you grow spiritually and personally, pull it off the shelf, stand there and just open it up and read something from it, right? Something to fill up on that's going to help you. And let me tell you, I just recently did that and I wasn't looking for a specific book. I just saw a book, pulled it off the shelf, opened it up, stood there and started reading. And it happened to be on the fruit of the spirit. It's this little mini book on the fruit of the spirit. And it was talking specifically about self-control. Now I wasn't looking for reading something on self-control, but I was like, maybe God wants me to read this. And so I opened it up and I started reading and it really, really ministered to me. And so whenever I need to practice self-control, that's going to come up. What I read is going to help me to practice self-control going forward. All right. So again, the key there is stand at the bookshelf, read, do not move, and then get that nugget and then close it, put it back on the shelf and keep moving with your day. That's the easy way to spend time with God when you're on the go. All right. Now I'm going to move on to the last tip, which is when you're traveling. Okay. When you're traveling, for instance, if you're on a plane or you're in a car ride and you're either driving or someone else is driving, you can listen to a message or listen to the Bible while you're on the plane. Or you can just like open up a book and have a journal while you're on the plane. I do this a lot when I'm speaking, and I will write and I will read a lot. Okay. I don't really watch movies on the plane. If that's what you do, that's fine. That's your thing. But what I like to do is I grow and I just be encouraged while I'm on the plane. And also when I'm doing a long ride, if my husband is driving or someone else is driving, then I actually have a bag of books and journals that I can just like open up and I can read and I can write and do all the things. And I love a good conversation. Don't get me wrong. I love a good conversation and I will do that. But sometimes it's good to just have quiet, right? My husband will like that. So I have a little bit of quiet in the car and he can listen to something in his ear while I'm reading. But I like to mix it up. But this is something to do when you're on the go and you're traveling. All right. So before I close, I just want to let you know that if you struggle in this particular area, then I want you to go and read up on some Bible verses about spending time with God and how men and women of old did it in the Bible and how they got away and how they spent time with the Lord, just like Mary, just sitting at Jesus's feet and being still, like Jesus going away on the lake and just talking to the Lord by the water. He did that a lot. And I like to do that a lot. I like to go to the lake and just spend time with God. But how can you go about doing that? How can you be intentional about spending some time with the Lord, even when life is busy, even when you're in a busy season and you're just on the go and you're going, going, going? There are so many ways that you can go about doing this. And so I hope that these 6 ways have helped you and have ministered to you and have encouraged you. Try one of them and see if it works. And go ahead and email me and let me know. InsideOutWithCourtney@gmail.com. I'd love, love, love to hear from you. Also, if this podcast is ministering to you, then I'd love for you to go ahead and leave a review. If this episode has ministered to you, go ahead and screenshot it and share it on your social media platforms and tag me on it, mention me in your stories. And I know that I'm going to see it out there if you're on Instagram or if you're on Facebook. All right, so go ahead and do that for me because I'd love, love, love to see that this is effective and that is helping you. All right. Well, until next time, have a great day and go and spend some time with the Lord. Well, I pray that this episode has helped you. Also, if you need prayer or just want to let me know how this episode has served you, you can email me directly at insideoutwithcourtney@gmail.com. Also, be sure to connect with me on social media, subscribe to the Inside Out with Courtney podcast and blog, and don't forget to tell other women about it. I'd also love it if you could leave a review, and also don't forget to grab a freebie of your choice at CourtneyRichard.com. If you're hosting an event, let me know all about it by visiting CourtneyRichard.com/booking. Now, before I go, I just want to take a quick moment to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership with me on the podcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. And let me tell you something, they've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and so much more. All right, that's it for now. Until next time, remember, Jesus Christ is coming back soon. So let's get ready from the inside out.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.